Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And if the president decides to speak, we may even bring that to you live. So stick around. Lots more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Reaction is coming in from Capitol Hill over the guilty verdicts against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the pinning death of George Floyd last May. Congresswoman Maxine Waters offered her view.
You know, someone said it better than me. I'm not celebrating, I'm relieved.
While GOP South Carolina Senator Tim Scott also reacted.
While we all may need to grow our confidence in parts of the system, the truth of the matter is that this reinforces a commitment that we can have confidence that the justice system is becoming more just.
Chauvin was found guilty on all charges, second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked, and he was led away with his hands cuffed behind his back. Sentencing will be in 2 months. A group of religious leaders is calling for a boycott of Georgia-based Home Depot, saying the home improvement giant hasn't done enough to oppose the state's new voting law. That brought reaction from Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who says the new election law does not hurt minorities.
For all these folks that are saying it's restrictive and regressive and a step backwards and Jim Crow 2.0, I mean, African-American, Latino, and other minorities, they're... You know, their turnout in elections has increased in Georgia, which is what's so insane about all of this.
A Sikh civil rights organization is calling for law enforcement to investigate whether a former employee who fatally shot 8 people at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis had any links to hate or white supremacy groups. The Sikh coalition's request Tuesday came a day after Indianapolis police released a report from last year in which they said they had found white supremacist websites on Brandon Scott Hole's computer in March of 2020. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 256 points. The NASDAQ dropped 128. The S&P 500 lower by 28. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 404. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, an 18-year-old Clark County woman who became ill after getting the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine has had three brain surgeries connected to rare brain blood clots. A family spokesperson says that Emma Berkey is slowly improving. She reportedly began to feel ill about a week after getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, experiencing seizures, which sent her to the hospital. Now, she's one of six women under investigation after developing blood clots connected to the vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Using that has been put on pause by CDC as they investigate. And about 7 million doses of that single-dose vaccine have been administered across the country. Resorts World Las Vegas has an official opening date. The $4.3 billion 3,500-room resort is the first strip property to open in more than a decade. It will be open to the public on June 24th. Chevron says it has faced some shortages at several Las Vegas Valley gas stations. A company spokesperson says that with the travel and capacity restrictions being lifted on the West Coast, has seen an increase in fuel demand, which could outpace the current supply.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Crews are still on scene cleaning up that earlier incident eastbound Tropicana. That's at Nellis. It's affecting the right lane there. Also, look for some reduced speeds through the resort area of the 15. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour northbound at Tropicana and south at Flamingo. And bumper to bumper, 515 west at Charleston.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this historic day, this historic Tuesday. This is the day Derek Chauvin found guilty on three different counts, and he is going to go to jail probably for the rest of his life. I'm just guessing. And it'll be interesting to see what the judge, if they talk about aggravated circumstances that would increase the penalties. We'll find out how that goes. The president and the vice president are supposed to speak. When they do come to the podium, we will take you there live. I will say this. When it was announced that there would be a verdict read in court, at around 2 o'clock, and then it became like almost 3 o'clock. It was one of those things where you knew that they were going to throw the book at him. You knew it was going to be a unanimous guilty verdict on all three counts. There was a loss of life. None of it brings back George Floyd. This is what that moment was like just a couple of hours ago. Judge Peter Cahill, and it was an emotional moment in that courtroom. Here it is.
Members of the jury, I understand you have a verdict.
We are going to cut away from that because Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, is speaking from the White House. Here it is.
Last summer, together with Senator Cory Booker and Representative Karen Bass, I introduced the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. This bill would hold law enforcement accountable and help build trust between law enforcement and our communities. This bill is part of George Floyd's legacy. The President and I will continue to urge the Senate to pass this legislation, not as a panacea for every problem, but as a start. This work is long overdue. America has a long history of systemic racism. Black Americans, and black men in particular, have been treated throughout the course of our history as less than human. Black men are fathers and brothers and sons and uncles and grandfathers and friends and neighbors. Their lives must be valued in our education system, in our healthcare system, in our housing system, in our economic system, in our criminal justice system, in our nation. Full stop. Because of smartphones, so many Americans have now seen the racial injustice that Black Americans have known for generations. The racial injustice that we have fought for generations, that my parents protested in the 1960s, that millions of us, Americans of every race, protested last summer. Here's the truth about racial injustice. It is not just a Black America problem or a people of color problem. It is a problem for every American. It is keeping us from fulfilling the promise of liberty and justice for all. And it is holding our nation back from realizing our full potential. We are all a part of George Floyd's legacy, and our job now is to honor it and to honor him. Thank you. And now it is my great honor to introduce the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Today, a jury in Minnesota found former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd last May. It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see the systemic racism the Vice President just referred to. The systemic racism is a stain on our nation's soul. The knee on the neck of justice for Black Americans. Profound fear and trauma. The pain, the exhaustion that Black and brown Americans experience every single day. The murder of George Floyd launched a summer of protest we hadn't seen since the civil rights era in the 60s. Protests that unified people of every race and generation. in peace and with purpose to say enough, enough, enough of this senseless killings. Today's verdict is a step forward. I just spoke with the governor of Minnesota to thank me for the close work with his team. And I also spoke with George Floyd's family again. Remarkable family of extraordinary courage. Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America. Let's also be clear that such a verdict is also much too rare. For so many people, it seems like it took a unique and extraordinary convergence of factors. A brave young woman with a smartphone camera, a crowd that was traumatized witnesses, a murder that lasts almost 10 minutes in broad daylight for ultimately the whole world to see. Officers standing up and testifying against a fellow officer instead of just closing ranks, which should be commended. A jury who heard the evidence, carried out their civic duty in the midst of an extraordinary moment, under extraordinary pressure. For so many, it feels like it took all of that for the judicial system to deliver a just basic accountability. We saw how traumatic and exhausting just watching the trial was for so many people. Think about it, those of you who are listening. Think about how traumatic it was for you. You weren't there. You didn't know any of the people. But it was difficult, especially for the witnesses who had to relive that day. It's a trauma. On top of the fear so many people of color live with every day when they go to sleep at night and pray for the safety of themselves and their loved ones. Again, as we saw in this trial from the fellow police officers who testified, most men and women who wear the badge serve their communities honorably. But those few who fail to meet that standard must be held accountable, and they were today. One was. No one should be above the law. And today's verdict sends that message. But it's not enough. We can't stop here. In order to deliver real change and reform, we can and we must do more to reduce the likelihood that tragedies like this will ever happen and occur again. To ensure that black and brown people or anyone, so they don't fear the interactions with law enforcement, that they don't have to wake up knowing that they can lose their very life in the course of just living their life. They don't have to worry about whether their sons or daughters will come home after a grocery store run, or just walking down the street, or driving their car, or playing in the park, or just sleeping at home. And this takes acknowledging and confronting head-on systemic racism and the racial disparities that exist in policing and in our criminal justice system more broadly. You know, state and local government and law enforcement needs to step up, but so does the federal government. That's why I've appointed the leadership of the Justice Department that I have, that is fully committed to restoring trust between law enforcement and the community they are sworn to serve and protect. I have complete confidence in the Attorney General, General Garland's leadership and commitment. I've also nominated two key Justice Department nominees, Vinita Gupta and Kristen Clark, who are eminently qualified, highly respected lawyers who have spent their entire careers fighting to advance racial equity and justice. Vinita and Kristen have the experience and the skill necessary to advance our administration's priorities to root out unconstitutional policing and reform our criminal justice system. And they deserve to be confirmed. We also need Congress to act George Floyd was murdered almost a year ago. There's meaningful police reform legislation in his name. You just heard the vice president speak of it. She helped write it. Legislation to tackle systemic misconduct in police departments, to restore trust between law enforcement and the people they're entrusted to serve and protect. But it shouldn't take a whole year to get this done. In my conversations with the Floyd family, I spoke to them again today. I assure them we're going to continue to fight for the passage of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act so we can, I can sign the law as quickly as possible. There's more to do. Finally, it's the work we do every day to change hearts and minds as well as laws and policies. That's the work we have to do. Only then will full justice and full equality be delivered to all Americans. And that's what I just discussed with the Floyd family. The guilty verdict does not bring back George. But through the family's pain, they're finding purpose. So George's legacy will not be just about his death, but about what we must do in his memory. I also spoke to Gianna, George's young daughter, again. When I met her last year, I've said this before, at George's funeral, I told her how brave I thought she was. And I sort of knelt down to hold her hand. I said, Daddy's looking down on you. He's so proud. She said to me then, I'll never forget it, Daddy changed the world. I told her this afternoon, Daddy did change the world. Let that be his legacy, a legacy of peace, not violence, of justice. Peaceful expression of that legacy are inevitable and appropriate, but violent protest is not. And there are those who will seek to exploit the raw emotions of the moment, agitators and extremists who have no interest in social justice, who seek to carry out violence, destroy property, fan the flames of hate and division, who will do everything in their power to stop this country's march toward racial justice. We can't let them succeed. This is a time for this country to come together, to unite as Americans. There can never be any safe harbor for hate in America. I've said it many times. The battle for soul of this nation has been a constant push and pull for more than 240 years. A tug of war between the American ideal that we're all created equal and the harsh reality that racism has long torn us apart. At our best, the American ideal wins out. So we can't leave this moment or look away thinking our work is done. We have to look at it. We have to look as we did for those 9 minutes and 29 seconds. We have to listen. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Those are George Floyd's last words. We can't let those words die with him. We have to keep hearing those words. We must not turn away. We can't turn away. We have a chance to begin to change the trajectory in this country. It's my hope and prayer that we live up to the legacy. May God bless you. And may God bless the George Floyd and his family. Thank you for taking the time to be here. This can be a moment of significant change. Thank you.
There you have it. The President of the United States, Kamala Harris, before him. And we'll see what you think about it. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I thought very appropriate comments. Obviously, they want to pass some legislation. They want to change the world. That's fine. We'll see how it all works out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discuss.
discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith. RepairSmith.com code radio. RepairSmith.com code RADIO.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much?
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning, voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Three guilty verdicts. Second degree unintentional murder. Third degree murder. Second degree manslaughter. Derek Chauvin is going to go to prison for a long, long time. Now, there has been a lot of talk, just so you know, about what Mad Maxine did. You know, Maxine Waters, Kevin McCarthy says, I will bring action against Maxine Waters for inciting violence if Pelosi does not. And there's